Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched. PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised. Chop chop body cases are one of the most discussed topics in true crime, especially here in the Philippines. Most fans of our show would send us episode requests through DMs and participate in polls, urging us to cover more chop chop body cases. In fact, our episodes relating to body dismemberments, particularly the gruesome murders of Lindon Masinsin in 2017 and Elsa Castillo in 1993, were among the most played episodes in our library.
Now, another chop chop lady case has caught our attention, and it happened recently. On June 9, 2023, dismembered body parts such as the head, arms, and legs of a woman were found by scavengers under a bridge and in a ravine in Barangay de la Paz, Antipolo City. Subsequently, authorities found the victim's remaining body parts in a ravine in Barangay San Jose, 10 kilometers from where the victim was first seen.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the 20th episode of Season 3.
Magtatanghali kahapon ng matagpuan ng nangangalakal ng basura ang ulo, mga paa at braso ng isang babae sa ilalim ng tulay sa may NHA, Barangay de la Paz, Antipolo City. Alas 5 ng hapon nang itawag sa mga pulis na may natagpo ang torso din sa sitio Kalumpag, Barangay Busubuso.
The victim's name is Lani Loreto. She was reported missing a day before the dismembered bodies were uncovered. Lani was identified by her aunt, Leonisa Mateo, through her tattoo. Before her gruesome death, Lani was arrested for drug-related charges with her live-in partner, 27-year-old Vince Ramos. According to the autopsy, the police told reporters that Lani suffered from a massive blow to her head, which was deemed as the cause of death by the scene of the crime operatives. Furthermore, the authorities were also able to determine that the victim was already dead before her body got dismembered.
Police promptly questioned Vince Ramos, Lani's live-in partner. Vince initially claimed he last saw Lani alive on June 7 after accompanying her to a place at Cogeo Gate 2 to meet a female friend. However, it seemed guilt caught up with Vince as he returned later to the Antipolo police station and confessed to the crime. According to Antipolo Police Chief Lieutenant June Abrazado, Ramos felt guilty and confessed to everything he did to the gruesome murder of Lani Loreto.
Sabi niya, nakukonsensya na rin siya. Kaya kaninang madaling araw, ay umamin na siya. Inampas niya sa ulo at ito daw ay nawala ng malay and accordingly, inatake daw sa puso.
Vince told the police that he fought with his live-in partner because she wanted to return to selling illegal drugs. The fight escalated. Lani was screaming loudly, which led him to viciously hit Lani in the head, causing her to lose consciousness and eventually suffer from a heart attack. Afterward, Vince claimed that he felt scared after realizing that Lani wasn't conscious anymore. He said,
"Nasaktan ko siya, natake po. Sobrang takot ko, di ko na alam gagawin ko. Di ko mailabas yung katawan, di ko masabi sa polis, baka kung anong gawin sa akin. Chin up ko, sir."
"Anong gamit mo pag-chop?"
"Itak po."
Realizing he was screwed from his violent outburst towards Lani, Vince claimed that he only had small black plastic bags, which made him decide to chop Lani's body so he could dispose of her. Vince got a long knife, or itak, as he told the authorities, and proceeded to dismember his live-in partner's body. Next, he disposed of Lani's chopped body parts in the ravines of Barangay de la Paz and Barangay San Jose, 10 kilometers apart. In addition, Vince Ramos claimed that he wasn't under the influence of illegal substances at the time of his live-in partner's gruesome killing. Regardless, the suspect was charged with murder.
In an interview with Jessica Soho, the victim's father, Mang Rodrigo, exposed the true colors of Vince Ramos. He claimed that the suspect was always violent towards his daughter and that Vince was a womanizer. Mang Rodrigo also expressed his grief and hopes that his daughter's killer suffers the same fate.
Kung pwede lang, kung anong ginawa niya kay Lani, ganun din sana ang sabitin. So kung mapwede lang, sir, maski masakit ko yung ipin ko, ungat-ngating ko yung mukha niya, kagalit ko ngayon po.
Lani Loreto already had 6 children, 5 from her previous 2 lovers, and 1 with her eventual killer, Vince Ramos. Also in an interview with Jessica Soho, Lani's eldest child, Stephanie, said that despite the violent beatings and womanizing of Vince Ramos, her mother couldn't leave him because she loved him too much and she didn't want her children to grow up without a father figure. Stephanie also claimed that she doesn't believe that her mother wanted to go back to selling illegal drugs. Stephanie was protective of her mother's intentions and told interviewers that Lani was a kind and loving mother, despite her drug-related past.
Whether or not Lani Loreto intended to sell drugs, I think we could all agree that she did not deserve what happened to her, especially the gruesome nature of the crime. Unfortunately, this isn't the only recent Chop Chop body case in the country. In 2022, a 19-year-old student from Tondo, Manila, was gruesomely murdered and his body was dismembered and was disposed of in a vacant lot in Bacoor, Cavite. Let us know in the comment section on our social media posts if you would like us to cover this case soon.
Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.